Upland Bible Church, Pastor Richard J. Olson, 920 Upland Boulevard, Las Vegas, Nevada, 89107. Sunday, second class, January 2nd, 2022, Romans.
All right, as we get ready for part two, a few moments of silent prayer, shall we? Father, we thank you, sir, for your infinite and your matchless grace. And we thank you, Heavenly Father, that you have magnified your word over all of your name. And therefore, the word of God is more important than the very air that we breathe. And as we assemble this morning to fellowship in the word, we ask that our teacher, God the Holy Spirit, will set apart the absolute truth of Scripture to the nourishment and to the benefit of each one of our souls. We pray these things in Jesus Christ's name. Amen. Romans 4, 1 through 3 sounds like this. What then shall we say? What do we conclude that Abraham, our human forefather, has found or discovered in this matter? In fact, if Abraham was justified, declared righteous by works, first class condition of supposition for the sake of argument, let's assume that he was. Well, he has a basis for boasting. He has something to boast about, but absolutely not before God. Indeed, what does the scripture say? Quoting Genesis 15:6. Now Abraham believed in the God, Jesus Christ, and it, his faith in Christ, was credited to him for righteousness. Verse 4. But to the one who works for salvation, his payment, his compensation, his reimbursement, absolutely is not credited according to the norms and standards of grace, but of debt. This is the conjunction Allah plus the prepositional phrase kata plus the accusative of ophelema. Allah is the strongest conjunction of contrast in the Greek. Yes, you do translate it, but this is absolutely the strongest conjunction of contrast. The one who works for salvation, his payment, his compensation, his reimbursement is absolutely not credited according to grace, but kata ophelema, according to the norms and standards of debt. Ophelema looks like that in the Greek. O-P-H-E-I-L long E-M-A. Ophelema. It means debt. But the one who works for salvation, his payment, his compensation, his reimbursement, absolutely is not credited according to the norms and standards of grace, but according to the norms and standards of debt. So, one, the consequences of trying to be saved by your self-righteous works is that you are getting deeper in debt and farther away from salvation. The consequences of trying to be saved by your self-righteous works is that you are getting deeper in debt and farther away from salvation. Two, the more self-righteous works the unbeliever produces to try to get to heaven, the deeper he goes into debt. The more self-righteous works the unbeliever produces to try to get to heaven, the deeper he goes into debt. Three, the deeper you go into debt, the farther away you are from salvation. The deeper you go into debt, the farther away you are from salvation. Four, salvation is by grace. Grace. God does all the work. You receive the benefit. Salvation is by grace through faith. Grace marries faith. Faith marries grace. Salvation is by grace through faith, not by works. Not by your self-righteous human good works. Five, the grace plan of God excludes all human works for salvation. The grace plan of God excludes all human works for salvation. Ephesians 2, 8, and 9. For by grace you are saved through faith. And this salvation is not of yourself. It's a gift of God, not of works. Not of works. Why? Lest any man should boast. You do the work, you get the glory. God does the work, God gets the glory. God did all the work. God the Father planned salvation. God the Son executed on the cross. God the Holy Spirit reveals it to us. God did all the work. Six, Jesus Christ was judged on the cross for our sins. And he canceled the debt, the IOU, which was against us. Jesus Christ was judged on the cross for our sins, and he canceled the debt, the IOU, which was against us. Colossians 2, 13 and 14. Turn over to Colossians chapter 2. Colossians chapter 2, 13 and 14. Colossians 2, verse 13. When you were dead in your sins and in the uncircumcision of your sin nature, God made you alive with Christ. He forgave us our sins, having canceled the IOU, the written code, the debt, with its regulations that was against us. And that stood opposed to us. He took it away, nailing it to the cross. Colossians 2, 13 and 14. So Jesus Christ was judged on the cross for our sins. He canceled the IOU which was against us. Seven, salvation is by faith in the finished work of Christ on the cross. Not by our works. Jesus Christ said, Tetelestai, it is finished. The greatest victory cry the world will ever hear. All the work for salvation was completed by Christ on the cross. Salvation is by faith in the finished work of Christ on the cross, not by our works. 8. Anything added to faith in Jesus Christ for salvation is a false gospel. And there is no salvation at all. Anything added to faith in Christ for salvation is a false gospel and no salvation at all. Nine, when you add your works to faith in Jesus Christ for salvation, you are making yourself a co-savior. And that's about as arrogant as you can get. There is no other name under heaven whereby men must be saved. That means your name is not there. There are no co-saviors. There's only one Savior, the Lord Jesus Christ. When you add your works to faith in Christ for salvation, you're making yourself a co-savior. 10. To come before God and expect salvation by your works is total blasphemy. To come before God and expect salvation by your works is total blasphemy. Eleven, the person who is trying to gain salvation by his own works is trying to do the impossible. He is going deeper into debt and he is blaspheming God at the same time. The person who is trying to gain salvation by his own works is trying to do the impossible. He's going deeper into debt and he is blaspheming God at the same time. But to the one who works for salvation, his payment, his compensation, his reimbursement absolutely is not credited according to the norms and standards of grace, but according to the norms and standards of debt. So in verse 4, we have the one who worketh. Now in verse 5, we have but to him that worketh not. So verse 5, we have the result of justification by faith. But to him that worketh not, the postpositive conjunction de plus the articular present middle participle of ergodzomai again, but this time with the negative me. The postpositive conjunction de is a conjunction of contrast. DE correctly translated but. And it sets up several contrasts. Let's note them. Death sets up a contrast one between verse 4 and verse 5. Two, it sets up a contrast between justification by works and justification by faith. Three, it sets up a contrast between Satan's false gospel of salvation by works with God's grace gospel of salvation by grace through faith in Christ. It sets up a contrast between Satan's false gospel of salvation by works with God's grace gospel of salvation by grace through faith in Christ. And then we have the articular participle of ergodzomai repeated. With the negative may, once again, its substantival functions as a noun and is correctly translated, but to the one who does not work for salvation. But to the one who does not work for salvation, but believeth in him that justifieth the ungodly. This is the post-positive conjunction de, plus the present active participle of pistelwo, plus the prepositional phrase epi, plus the accusative singular of the articular participle dikaiao, plus the accusative singular of asabes with a definite article. Post-positive conjunction de, once again, is a conjunction of contrast, correctly translated, but he does not work for salvation, but he does believe in Jesus Christ for salvation. Pistelwo is the verb, again, to believe. Pistelwo. It is the verb to believe with the preposition epi plus the accusative. It means to believe in someone. That someone is the articular participle of dikaiao with the accusative of asabes with the definite article. Dikaiao. D-I-K-A-I-O. Dikaiao. Let's note a few things. One, it literally means to declare righteous. Two, the a-o ending. The a-o ending is causative. God is caused or motivated to declare righteous the one who believes in Jesus Christ. God is caused or motivated to declare righteous the one who believes in Jesus Christ. Three, at the moment of faith in Christ, God the Father imputes his righteousness to the believer. And therefore he is caused and motivated to declare him to be righteous. At the moment of faith in Jesus Christ, God the Father imputes his righteousness to the believer, and therefore he is caused or motivated to declare him to be righteous. For this is what it means to be justified. Romans is the great, great epistle that defines for us what it means to be justified, justification. Five, the articular participle. Remember, I told you the other night, Koine Greek. One of the most important things to understand is the participle. The participle is so versatile. It can be an adjective. If it's an adjective, it can be a simple modifier or a predicate adjective. It can be a noun. And it can function any way a noun can function. It can function as the subject. It can function as the direct object, indirect object. It can function as the object of a preposition. It can function any way a noun does. And usually this is an articular. So as soon as you see the participle with the article in front, it's sometimes it's adjectival. Most of the time it's substantival. It functions as a noun. But it can also be function as a verb. This is called circumstantial. When it functions as a verb, it's either cause, manner, mean, purpose, condition, concession, or attendant circumstance. So, that's why you go to seminary. That's why you learn Greek. Is this circumstantial participle cause, manner, means, purpose, condition, concession, or attendant circumstance? And the only way you will learn that is repetition, year after year after year. And I was very blessed to have, when I was there, Dr. Phil Williams, who had the greatest way to communicate all these things. And when we first started out, my first year, I was about 95% wrong. By the fourth year, I was 95% right. And that's what you get over repetition, repetition, repetition. Well, this is an articular participle. It's substantival. It functions as a noun. And therefore, it is correctly translated, the one who justifies, the one who declares righteous. And then we have the adjective osabase. A-S-E-B, long E-S, osabase. Osabase means godless, impious. It is almost always used substantively. Here's an adjective used as a noun and refers to the unbeliever. Corrected translation, but to the one who does not work for salvation, but believes in the one who justifies, declares righteous, the unbeliever. His faith is counted for righteousness. This is the noun, nominative singular of pistis with a definite article, plus the genitive singular of autos, plus the present active indicative of logizomai, plus the prepositional phrase ace, plus the accusative of dikaiosune. His faith, pistis, P-I-S-T-I-S. Pistis has three meanings. It can mean faithfulness, reliability. It can mean the active sense of faith in someone or faith in something. And it can refer to the body of faith or that which is believed, the Word of God. This is the active sense of pistis in our verse, faith in Jesus Christ. Believing in Jesus Christ. The genitive singular of autos, his faith in Jesus Christ. Logizomai again means to impute, and ace plus the accusative of dikaiosune for righteousness. But to the one who does not work for salvation, but believes in the one who justifies, declares righteous, the unbeliever, his faith in Jesus Christ is credited to him, imputed to him for righteousness. One. Justification is by faith in Christ, not by works. Justification is by faith in Christ, not by works. Two, faith in Jesus Christ, faith alone in Christ alone, apart from any and all works, is the only way to receive God's imputed righteousness, the only way to receive justification. Faith in Jesus Christ, faith alone in Christ alone, apart from any and all works, is the only way to receive God's imputed righteousness and receive justification. At the moment of faith in Christ, the perfect justice of God gives the believer the righteousness of God. At the moment of faith in Christ, the perfect justice of God gives the believer the righteousness of God. Four, Then the justice of God declares the believer to be righteous, plus R. Then the justice of God declares the believer to be righteous, plus R. Five, this is the judicial act that the scriptures call justification. This is the judicial act that the scriptures call justification. Six, faith in Christ results in the righteousness of God being imputed to the believer. Faith in Christ results in the righteousness of God being imputed to the believer, and now the justice of God recognizes that righteousness in the believer and declares him to be righteous, justified, vindicated. Faith in Christ results in the righteousness of God being imputed to the believer, and now the justice of God recognizes that righteousness in the believer and declares him to be righteous, justified, vindicated. Seven, the result is eternal salvation. The result is eternal salvation. So Romans 4, 3 through 5. Indeed, what does the scripture say? Quoting Genesis 15, 6. Now Abraham believed in thee God, Jesus Christ, and it, his faith in Christ, was credited to him for righteousness. Verse 4. But the one who works for salvation, his payment, his compensation or reimbursement, absolutely is not credited according to the norms and standards of grace, but according to the norms and standards of debt. Verse 5, but to the one who does not work for salvation, but believes in the one who justifies, declares righteous the unbeliever, his faith in Jesus Christ is credited to him for righteousness. Now that brings us to Romans 4, verses 6 through 8, where we have documentation from the Psalms. Romans 4, 6 through 8, documentation from the Psalms. Romans 4, verse 6, even as David also describeth, this is the adverb kathoper, plus the conjunction chi, plus the proper noun dawid, plus the present active indicative of lego, kathoper. That sounds, it's a funny verb, anyway, a funny term, kathoper. Sounds like a rabbit. K-A-T-H-A-P-E-R. Kathoper. This is sometimes used as a conjunction. Sometimes it's used as an adverb. In Romans 4, 6, it's used as an adverb. And it should be translated just as. Just as or even as. And then the conjunction chi is used with kathoper. And this is the adjunctive chi, so it's just as also, or even as also, when you have the two together, kathoper chi. Just as also, even as also, and then we have the proper noun dawid. That's D-A-U-I-D, that's David. David was the human author of most of the Psalms. In Romans 4, 7, and 8, the Apostle Paul is quoting from Psalm 32, verses 1 and 2. David was the human author of Psalm 32. David was a spiritually mature believer and a man after the Lord's own heart because he had a great love for Jehovah, the Lord Jesus Christ. He had occupation with Christ, and he had a great love for the Word of God, Bible doctrine. The Old Testament scriptures were divided into three parts: the law, called the Torah; the prophets, called the Nevi'im, from Navi, which means prophet; the writing, called the Ketuvim, from Kathav, which means to write. The Psalms were in the third part of the Hebrew scriptures. They are the part of the writings. David is the human author of most of the Psalms in the Ketuvim. And then we have Lego. L-E-G long O, Lego. And it was not from this verb that they developed the toys out there. That was a very important point. One, Lego means to give expression orally. To say, to speak, to maintain, to declare, to proclaim as teaching, to confirm in writing. Two, David taught the exact same doctrinal truth that Moses taught in the Torah, Genesis 15:6. David taught the exact same doctrinal truth that Moses taught in the Torah, Genesis 15:6. Three, David taught justification by faith just as Moses taught justification by faith. See, Genesis 15:6 is in the Torah. Moses is the author of the Torah. David taught justification by faith just as Moses taught justification by faith. Four. So in Psalm 32, 1 and 2, David is confirming in the writing of Scripture the same truth that Moses taught in Genesis 15:6. So in Psalm 32, 1 and 2, David is confirming in the writing of Scripture the same truth that Moses taught in Genesis 15:6. Five, God imputes his righteousness to the one who believes in Jehovah, Jesus Christ, and declares him to be righteous, justified, vindicated by faith. God imputes his righteousness to the one who believes in Jehovah, Jesus Christ, and declares him to be righteous, justified, vindicated by faith. Just as David also proclaims as teaching or confirms in writing, Psalm 32, 1 and 2, the blessedness of the man. This is the accusative singular of Makarismos with a definite article, plus the genitive singular of anthropos with a definite article. Makarismos looks like this in the Greek: Makarismos. Makarismos. Makarismos means blessing or happiness. It refers to the salvation blessing from the justice of God. given to every believer, every person who believes in Jesus Christ. So the salvation blessing from the justice of God given to every person who believes in Christ. Specifically, it refers here to the imputation of divine righteousness to the one who believes in Christ. Anthropos is a generic term for mankind. A-N-T-H-R-long-O-P-O-S. It's a generic term for mankind. It refers to both males and females who believe in Jesus Christ. So the corrected translation, just as David also proclaims his teaching and confirms in writing Psalm 32, 1 and 2, the salvation blessing to man, that salvation blessing to man, God's imputed righteousness, unto whom God imputeth righteousness apart from works. David emphasized the exact same thing. All right, well, we're getting warmed up in Romans 4. We'll keep plodding next Sunday. Look forward to seeing you if the rapture doesn't occur first, with our heads bowed. Father, we are always amazed at your grace to us. We thank you for the privilege of feeding on your word. May God the Holy Spirit challenge us that these principles become a source of blessing and happiness in our lives. We pray this in Jesus Christ's name. Amen.